I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thank you for listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We are always pleased to know that you are tuning in. This is Marla Tabaka, and I am here today with Jason Gary. Kevin Harrington is doing a wonderful keynote today, so he won't be with us, but he will be back with us on Wednesday of this week. But I'd like to say good morning to my fabulous fellow host, Jason Gary. How are you?
Good, Marla. How are you?
Good, good. Off of a fun weekend. We actually got to meet in person this past weekend. That was fun.
That was very nice. Had a very enjoyable time.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I'm glad you got to see a little bit of our fair city here in Chicago. We have a fabulous show lined up today. Our first guest is we're going to chat with Brian Hutto from Same Mobile. And then following that, we have a pitch guest on today, Lily Yeh, and she is from Loving Hands, and that's a really interesting organization as well. So I'd like to introduce Brian. Brian Hutto joined Stay Mobile in February of 2015 after a successful stint as Vice President of Services at Best Buy, where he oversaw strategic growth, operations, and led sales and technology support organizations. Big job. Prior to that, he managed services, merchandising, and store operations support for 1,800 Home Depot locations. It sounds a little stressful to me. Welcome to the Big Pitch Radio Show, Brian. How are you?
Marla, I'm great. How are you today?
Really glad to have you here with us. I'd love to... We're going to get to your business in a little bit because it's a fascinating model. But I'd love to start out by knowing a little bit more about you, Brian. You decided to ditch the corporate world and become an entrepreneur. And so I'm curious about your upbringing and where that when that entrepreneurial bug bit you. Where did you grow up and what was your family life like? And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, let's see. I grew up in a little town called Lexington, South Carolina. my dad was a military guy, but he was happened to be stationed in Fort Jackson, McIntyre Air Force Base. My whole life, so I actually was not one of the military people that had to move around. But so I came out of Lexington, went to the University of South Carolina, and I was actually a stockbroker in college. And one of my clients took me to GE. Hired me over at GE, and that's where I started my career, and it was very foundational to spend 9 years going through GE management training programs and finance programs and stuff like that. And then from there I went to Gateway Computers and held a job running about a third of the country for them. You remember those old Gateway country stores?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
I spent a lot of time in those stores. Quite an interesting model. And then it's interesting, and this is an important piece. One of the guys that worked for me at Gateway, he went on to be a human resource executive at Home Depot, and he said, "Why don't you come over to Home Depot?" And I was living in Atlanta at the time with Gateway, and Home Depot is headquartered in Atlanta, and I went over there and had a nice career and started in operations. I had a funny title. My first title was Director of Backend Operations. my friends give me a lot of heck about that steel. But then I, you know, I moved up, senior director of operations, VP of specialty sales, VP of services, and you know, it was a, you know, I would say Home Depot is very foundational. A lot of great talent there, a lot of great leaders. If you really look across, they have so many leaders that have gone out to be CEOs of major corporations. Paul Raines at GameStop, Marvin Ellison at JCPenney, George Sherman at Advance Auto. And, I, you know, I was fortunate to get to work with all these people, and I learned a lot from them. And then George Sherman, the one that's at Advance Auto, went to Best Buy, and I went over there. And really, my, you know, I have really spent all my time in Geek Squad and Best Buy for Business. So I'm starting to build a lot of things here that help me feel really comfortable about Stay Mobile. I'm learning the geek side of the business. I did some of that at Gateway Computers. I really had a lot of different experiences along the way that really gave me some foundational belief that I could take on, you know, basic HR function, you know, go across the business that I could do these things or at least have a working knowledge of them. And then when I took the job at Best Buy, I commuted from Atlanta to Minnesota for 4 years, and my kids were not too happy with me. So when I decided to come back to Atlanta, I really wanted to do something that I could put my mark on, and it's sort of a culmination of everything I'd done in my career. And I met with some great angel investors, and we just went after it, and we're very excited about where we're going.
So how long has it been since you launched Stay Mobile?
We started in February of 2014. Now, Stay Mobile is about 7 years old. It was built as a franchise business out of Columbia, South Carolina. And when I came here, I was like, maybe I should just go do some franchising until I decided what I wanted to do with my life. And I met this guy named Chuck Morrison, who was leading Stay Mobile at the time. And I said, what's the number one thing that's slowing you down? And he said it was the franchise sales cycle. And I look at Stay Mobile, and I look at the industry, and this is about getting to a national presence as soon as possible so that you can really create a name out there, a brand. And it's also about being able to handle big business and being able to handle school districts and things like that. And the more points of service that you have, the better you can get. So we fast forward. We acquire the company officially in December of 2014. It has 10 locations. You fast forward to now, we've opened over 36 locations. We've grown to 50. We're going crazy. It's absolutely fun.
How have you guys been able to accelerate the franchise sales cycles?
Well, we realized that the people that were out doing the franchise sales, me and myself and Chuck, we weren't the talented people doing it. And oh, by the way, we're in make sure I'm clear, we're a hybrid now. We're self-funding with a lot of corporate stores, and we're growing our franchise side. So we do corporate locations and franchise locations. Well, on the franchise locations, we had a franchise owner that owned 8 stores for us. Now owned 8 stores. At the time, only owned 2. But these guys have grown up in franchising. They grew up in Denny's. I don't know if you know the owner of the Carolina Panthers, but he was the Denny's guy that these guys worked for, Jerry Richardson. And we signed an agreement for them to become our franchise sales and support team. And they've really accelerated us. They're in the industry. They know the industry. And that's really what it's about. It's about how do you make sure you have the right talent to continue to aggressively expand the business.
Well, I agree. You guys did a good job of really recognizing that they could be a great resource. Maybe not, may not have been recognized by somebody else in your position because they would have maybe just been considered as franchise owners and not really, an outsourced solution for your sales. So, very, very good heads up on that front. You know, what are, so obviously. Tell us what you guys do in Stay Mobile. What's the primary function for what you guys do out there in the community with the phones and stuff?
Well, we like to say we provide end-to-end services for people. So really what we do is we open locations. We call them service centers with a retail front. And we do cell phone, tablet, computer, gaming system, any kind of device, repair, service, protection. A lot of our business is not the consumer walking in. You know, we do have a great healthy consumer business, and we take care of those people in less than 2 hours 90% of the time because we have the part right there. But we take care of a ton of school districts, a ton of businesses where we'll go in and we'll actually, from one of our service centers, we'll manage the devices that they have on hand, breaking them. If they break them, we'll do a refresh program with them. We'll buy them back. We'll, you know, in the school systems, we go clean them over the summer and make sure they're ready for the next year. And we've seen that because we're local and because we provide that high-level service, we've had some real success with these entities as we continue to grow out our footprint.
How did you guys, how do you continue to get access to the school systems and having, you know, those as great, great channels for you for selling what you guys do?
Oh, we do. Well, one thing that's great about the school systems is they all talk to each other, right? It's unlike a competitive world where you're trying to be better than the person next to you. They're more collaborative in the sense that they all have the same problems and they're not competing against each other. Mm. So they all talk to each other. So we get a lot of referrals, referrals. I can name like four school districts in Georgia that came from one school district who just called the other people up and said, you got to talk to Say Mobile. But we also attend a lot of school trade shows. Every state has 2 to 3, shows for educators every year, and we're always there with a booth, and we're always talking to them and networking. And you know, networking is key. You've got to continue to talk. People that go in thinking they can get the sale on the first email or get the sale on the first interaction, that's not reality. Reality is that you got to keep talking to them, and then when they finally have a need, they remember you and they call you.
Yeah, that's strong. Well, hold tight there, Brian. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and continue to have a discussion with Brian Hudo.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I'm Marla Tabaka here with my fabulous fellow host, Jason Gary, today. And Kevin Harrington will be rejoining us just in a couple of days. And we're here speaking with Brian Hutto, and he's from Stay Mobile. And you'll find that company at staymobile.com. And Brian, going into break, you're talking about your affiliation with the school system and the fabulous networking that you've done there. I would love to back up a little bit and talk about your transition from, I mean, my goodness, you were with Home Depot, you know, Best Buy, huge, huge organizations. And now you're a CEO. And at one point it was a startup, and you're growing your franchise division and such. Talk to us a little bit about how you made that transition and what were some of the difficult parts of that as well, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with our audience.
Well, it was quite a transition, because you when you're working like for a $60 billion company, you're really focused on your area and how do you grow your area. And, you know, you're always going through to get approval from the CEO for capital funding, to get approval for this, approval for that. When you show up and you're the CEO and you have limited funds and you're saying, we're going to go make this strategy work, you don't really have anybody to look around and say, hey, I need approval. You have to make the decisions. And that was probably one of the biggest adjustments, is to, you know, make a decision and stick with it and believe in your strategy and have to be that person that it stops with you no matter what. Even though you can do that in a big organization, there's really no backup. The other thing that would be interesting is when you go from a huge company with all these resources and you go to a company with a business plan and some you know, capital funding, you don't have all these resources. So what you find yourself doing is really, really going through and saying, what part of my business am I going to fund now? What part of the business are we not going to be able to fund for a little bit? And how do we grow faster? How do we do those things? And then finally, I would say this has been a humbling experience for me. And the reason it's been humbling is we've created over 150 jobs. Now, as opposed to before, I always felt responsible for the people that worked for me. I always felt like they were very important, and I needed to develop them and help them. Now I feel like their families depend on me, and you know, they go home and they take their paycheck to their families and they pay their car payments and all those things. And it's really created a much more humble approach from a guy that had really good success in life with some big companies. So I mean, I can go on and on about it, but it's been an amazing life experience for me, and I would recommend it to anyone, because I know if I ever went back into the big corporate world, I've learned so much, because I've had to take on so many different facets of the business that were challenging, that some I really knew nothing about, really. Now I'm pre-educated. And it's really made me a much better rounded leader, a much more rounded leader. And I think everyone needs this experience in their life.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like you've really enjoyed it and learned so much. And you talked earlier at the top of the show about the incredible people and probably mentors at the organizations you've worked for. Did you have any one mentor in particular who helped you make the entrepreneurial leap?
Wow. Probably... If I had to pick one, I'd probably say it was George Sherman. Because what George taught me to do is, I've worked with him a couple times, is to believe in myself. And one thing that you have to have when you go take an entrepreneurial leap and decide, I'm going to go take all my life's experiences and go do something meaningful, you have to have a belief. When you go do that and you don't have the backup of a big corporation, you're really betting on yourself. George was instrumental in making sure that I knew that that's who I need to bet on, and I bet on me. And don't worry about if you make a mistake here or you make a mistake there. Embrace the mistakes, because we all make them. And he was probably one that I would say got my head straight the most as I have explored my career.
Fabulous. You know, that is one thing I wish that all of us, you know, entrepreneurs, CEOs, no matter what position we're in, would understand much, much more quickly, is that those mistakes and the failures really need to be assessed as really what they are. And that is a learning platform and something to grow off of. And it takes us sometimes many, many years to learn that. We waste a lot of time sort of wallowing in that self-pity over the mistakes that we've made. So it's great that you had a mentor who might have helped you take a little bit of a shortcut over that mindset.
I think he was just forgiving of a lot of mistakes, honestly. But you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you got to fail quickly. It's you know, we opened up a couple Stay Mobile stores and we put them in the wrong locations, and we took care of every associate. We just moved the stores to a new location. But you gotta not, when you make a mistake, you gotta recognize it, and you just gotta move on from it quickly, or it becomes a bigger mistake.
Most certainly, most certainly. That's great advice. And Brian, we also like to ask about, you know, we've talked about your mentors a little bit. Fascinating. Are there some favorite books that you would recommend to our listeners?
I have quite a bunch of books, but you know. It just depends on if for entrepreneurs. There's a couple. Noel Tichy, "Control Your Own Destiny," or someone else. Well, I think he's got a great book about how do you take control of your destiny and the things that you want to do. He's an old GE guy. The Discipline of Market Leaders. You know, you really, if you're going to go be an entrepreneur, you got to know how you're going to compete in the world. And I think that's a great, great book for someone that's building a strategy for a business every day. And I think what's even more important in the strategic side of the business is the culture in which you build and the people that you surround yourself with and how you trust each other. I found a lot of use out of the Speed to Trust book. It's by Covey Jr., Stephen Covey Jr. Mm-hmm. I think that is an outstanding book for you to help establish trust in an organization at a very, very early state of working with people. So I absolutely love that book. And I would be remiss if I didn't have my favorite author. I think everyone has to have a little fun in life. And if you could read any David Sedaris out there, he's perhaps one of the funniest guys you could ever read. Start with the Santa Land Diaries. It's about his time at Macy's as an elf. It's absolutely outstanding. But it doesn't all need to be business. People need to have a balance, and they also need to have a little bit of fun. And he's a great read. If you've never read David Sedaris, you should do it.
I never have. That's fascinating. And, you know, Jason, I love this because I don't think that we've had any of those four books recommended on the show before.
Nope, that was fantastic. Usually a lot of repeats, but that's very, very good. You know, it's great to have you on and, you know, tell your story. And it's been very, very delightful to hear more about what you're doing, Brian, and at Stay Mobile. Real quickly, tell people where they can find out more about Stay Mobile.
Well, you can go to staymobile.com, or you can visit. We're in 9 states with 50 locations, and we're growing. We're gonna open 50 more locations this year. But you can go to one of our great locations, you know, or you can call the corporate office, which the phone number's on the website. So we'd love to talk to you if you're interested. But thank you guys so much. It's fun to talk to you guys and have a chance to share what I've learned. It's great.
That's been great, man. You have a great one, Brian. We appreciate it. And you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Take care. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. All right, we'll be right back. Listen to Big Pitch Radio Show.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We always appreciate your being here with us today. And that was such a great conversation with Brian Hutto. And again, you'll find more about that organization at staymobile.com. What an amazing guy. And now we have another amazing person with us. And Lily, yay. Now, Lily, am I pronouncing your last name properly? Is it yay?
You got it perfectly.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the Big Pitch Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you here today, Lily, and you're here talking about your organization, Little Loving Hands, and you are actually going to pitch to us. Are you ready to do that?
I am.
Awesome. Take it away.
All right. So, hi, my name is Lily Ye, and the name of my company is Little Loving Hands. We are a monthly subscription business that provides kids' craft kits for a cause. Every month, we spotlight a different charity, and our boxes include all the materials and instructions for children to create crafts that are sent back to the organization and handed out to those in need. We enable children to have hands-on impact in giving back to the community and teach them the importance of empathy and compassion. We do it in a unique way where they can learn about who, why, and how they are helping through a fun and enjoyable activity. There are many kids' craft activities out there, but none that focus on charitable giving like us. We earn revenues by selling subscriptions directly to consumers online. At present, we are less than a year old, but we're growing quickly. We are seeking $50,000 for a 10% equity stake in our company. So I just have one question. Are you ready to play ball?
Very, very nice, Lily. Great, great pitch. In fact, we may have to put that up on our website and let people know if they're going to pitch. They need to pitch just like Lily.
pitch, yeah.
That's very good. Very good. Succinct, perfect. You know, so very much like what you do. In fact, you know, we've tried to instill in our daughter for years the importance of giving back, but sometimes that could be difficult. They have their friends and influence, and they're focused on the technology and this and that. And so I can tell that from a personal experience that it's not always as easy to do that. So having something like what you're doing is very powerful. And I love the, you know, I love the way that you strategically put all this together. In fact, the website looks very, very nice. And so tell us, do you have, you've been up for a little about a year, you said, what are your sales like so far?
Yeah, so we have been around a little less than actually half a year, and we launched around the holidays and got a great spike. We have over 200 subscribers now, so we've actually generated close to $40,000 in revenue in the short time frame. We've done that through the subscriptions, as I mentioned, but we also have a lot of people who like to try us out, so we do have a marketplace where they can buy a kit for one time or 1 month. So that's how the revenues are coming up to that number.
I love it. And so actually, it's really strong in less than 6 months to have 40,000 in revenue. So very, very good job on that. And how are you all getting the message out there to people about Little Loving Hands?
Yep. So that's definitely the biggest challenge for us in terms of getting the word out. And also probably the most important thing that we want to do to, you know, have our mission and our product be known. We have been working with influential bloggers, so we've been sending out kits to them, and they've been sharing it onto their site. We have reached out to several media outlets. We've got some coverage on local media. We actually recently were featured on Good Morning America, so that was definitely a help to get our brand and our service out there. But it's been a lot of word of mouth, leveraging mainly the mom bloggers that have that reach already. So that's been really positive for us.
Now, I noticed that a lot of it has, you know, I mean, at least from the presentation standpoint, you know, it seems that it's appealing to younger children. Is there a, obviously, that's a strategy you guys have devised. Is there any kind of plans to maybe even branch off to attract even some of the teenagers and things like that out there? Or is this the sweet spot that you've identified that you want to stay in?
I think this is our starting point. Obviously, yep. You first start with what you know. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So that's what we wanted to initiate, you know, start with. And we felt that it's important to let the message know that you can start that early. And our target is really from 3 to 9. And it's been pretty interesting that even as old as 11-year-old or 12-year-old love our crafts and our kits. And we have a little bit more leniency in terms of the age range because they are loving it because of the focus of that they have the chance to help and give back. And so even if the craft's a little bit easier in terms of skill set for them, they just love the fact that they can give back and have hands-on impact, because a lot of places, that's why I started it, a lot of places you go around and ask for volunteer opportunities, they really limit it to ages. Even some places require you to be 16 years old to volunteer. So it's been great. But to answer your question, I do see us evolving and being able to offer other products and other lines that do appeal to maybe teenagers. And again, the causes and the charities we may focus on for teenagers may be a little bit different from what we do for our younger kids.
Yeah. And I know personally, you know, a lot of kids while they're in high school, you know, have to have community service and community hours. Right. And so if this could be a way, but it's like hard for them to find those opportunities. My daughter's had an issue finding it, and she's 15. And so I can see that being a challenge out there. And I would think that there'd be a great market to tap into and even market to from that perspective. So that's why I was asking about that from a personal experience.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us the basic premise about how it works and what it is and what it does again, you know, particularly in terms of, you know, do the kids get the boxes and then they put some crafts together? Do they keep any of them? And are they, I mean, how does that all work?
Sure. So every month we work with a different charity and we spotlight them in our kits, and we send out boxes to all the subscribers front door, and in the kit includes all the materials and instructions to create a craft, which we've actually worked with the charity to design to meet what they need. And so we provide that, and the kids make the crafts according to the instructions, and we include a prepaid return envelope. When they're done, they just stick it in the envelope, they send it back to the charity, and the charity hands it out. Within each of our boxes, we actually also include a lot of fun and age-appropriate materials that teach them how, who, and why they're helping. And we have some fun items like a collectible button. So if you think about like a Girl Scout badge, we have like a collectible button and a certificate of achievement. And that really reinforces what they've learned and also lets them to proudly display how they've helped. So, again, we work very, very closely with the charity to figure out the tangible items that they need. And in the past, we've created these activity bags that were passed out to patients at a children's hospital. The other month, we created these really adorable snowmen stuffed animals that actually served as heat pads as well. And those were given to the Ronald McDonald House charities. So they're really fun crafts for the kids to create, but they're also very useful and needed items by the charity.
What does it cost for the membership? Sorry about that.
Sure. So if you go month by month, it's $25. If you prepay for 6 months, then it goes down to $22 per kit, which is $132. And then if you go for 12 months, you'll pay $240 for the year, which goes down to $20 per kit. And I should have mentioned that each of those purchases are actually tax deductible, since 90% of what you're purchasing is going back to the charity.
Now, what's the margin on that for each box on average?
So, On average, it's about 40 to 50%.
Okay.
And that includes our costs, which are obviously the raw materials, as well as shipping. So we have to ship not only to the subscriber, but as I mentioned, we include the prepaid return envelope. So we also, that cost entails the postage back to the charity itself.
Gotcha. When we come back, we'll spend some more time with Lily and Little Loving Hands. Love the business. Love these opportunities for social capitalism, which is, you know, I think you're seeing a little bit more of that out there these days. And when we come back, I want Marla to maybe dive in a little bit to, again, talking again to what your biggest barrier to growth is, which you mentioned earlier. But I want to kind of tap in a little bit further and just dive in a little bit more and give us give you our assessment on everything. But I love what you're doing, Lily. And so we'll do that when we come back. You are spending some time here at Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us. Twitter, follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We appreciate you spending part of your day here with us, and we couldn't thank you enough. And so stick around. We'll be right back. Also, go to thank a veteran or soldier out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. And we just want to thank all of you out there as well. So, again, appreciate you spending part of your time here with us. We'll be right back. Big Pitch Radio, BigPitchRadio.com. See you soon.
Information about book publishing is...
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Napa know-how!
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're having fun on the show today. We're here with Lily Ye from the Little Loving Hands organization. You'll find her at littlelovinghands.com. Lily, I love your model on a number of levels, and you've worked with some amazing charities. Are you at the point yet where charities are coming to you, or do you have to go out seeking the charities? And if so, how do you find them?
It is now starting to get some our brand and our name and what we're, our mission is it getting out there. So we certainly have started receiving requests from charities. So it's been a hybrid. We still reach out. We are always open to hearing from new charities and organizations. So it's really exciting when they start reaching out to us. And right now we're doing 1 month, one spotlight charity. I do hope we can expand to have multiple charities per month and allow our subscribers to choose, but also, again, expand our impact to the number of charities that we are able to support.
Have you ever had a subscriber contact you and say, hey, I'd like to support this charity. Can you bring them on board?
They have, and we, again, take any leads in terms of ideas and causes that we want to be able to help, and so we've taken those in, and we certainly appreciate it, and we reach out to those charities to figure out if there is something that we could do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious about how these items are received on the other end. Do you have any stories of, you know, how people feel about them when they get them? Are they, is it a surprise? Tell us a little bit about that side of this journey.
Yeah, I think for the charity, they certainly love what we're doing. One is because we're working so closely with them in terms of what they need. And so when they're getting the items, it's exactly what they were expecting, and it's exactly what they needed to hand out to those that the charity is supporting. It's been great. I mean, in terms of the stories that we're hearing from the charities, giving us feedback on who they've handed it out to, you know, the Ronald McDonald House charities I mentioned, we may be snowmen, and they include them in all the welcome bags that all the residents that are checking into the house and getting treatment at a local hospital receive when they check in. And I remember when we sent over the first batch and I went to drop off the second batch, and like, thank goodness this is here. We ran out. And they were telling me about stories where the little kids opening the snowman, they were like, oh, they were so touched that it was for them. And on every item of ours, in the back, we have a label that allows our kid, who the kid who made it, to sign their name. And this one little girl looked at it and said, "Is this my new friend?" And that made it for me. And it was just a great response. And they really felt like somebody, you know, even though they don't haven't met them directly, cares about them and thinks about them. So that's been consistent in the type of feedback that we've been receiving.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Turning back to the business model, I'm curious about two things. And the first is you have a subscription, well, a non-subscription offer up there where somebody can just try it for a month. So what's been the conversion rate on that? Have most people been jumping on then for a subscription or not?
Yeah, well, we actually recently launched that option of the single boxes. We started to hear that people wanted to try it out. The other reason we introduced that is a lot of groups wanted to bulk order, so we wanted to give an option to do that. And then it also allows us, when we have overdue inventory, to have that available and to make sure that we still are able to move that inventory. So it's only been recently launched so that we don't have as much data for that conversion. Our primary focus when we launched and still is our subscription. And what we love about our subscription, or what I was really excited about, is that most people who signed up go for 6 months or 12 months, which is great because it shows their commitment. Yeah.
Okay, that was my question then too, is I know you don't have a lot of data on this yet, but so far your retention rates are strong, it sounds like, maybe?
Very strong, over 90%.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Well, Jason, what do you think? You want to sum it up here?
Yeah. You know, I think that there's definitely a worthwhile conversation to be had. And, you know, I personally want to follow up with you. So if Marla, if you can grab some information, I want to talk with you about how we may be able to help you out and maybe even make some good introductions to what you're doing. I mean, clearly, I sit on the board of a very large charity that, you know, my thinking is, you know, even with something like them, is not only to get them as, you know, they have about 50,000 volunteers, is to not only get them engaged in terms of an opportunity for you guys to donate to them through the sales of your products. I mean, just, you know, through the development of those great boxes, but also to see if they can also cross promote into their military families as well to get them on board with the subscription. And so just little things like that come to mind to see if we can get the charities engaged, especially the larger charities with larger lists, get them engaged in terms of also getting them involved in getting their, their volunteers and the people that, you know, are involved with the charity to promote your product to them as well. So let's plan on doing that if you're up for that, Lily. I think that'd be a great start.
Oh, definitely. That would be a great idea. And, you know, a lot of the people who donate to charity, they're so loving our kids because they always talk about that they donate and they want to get their children involved. So they see this as a great way to let their children know how they're also giving back. So I would love to have that discussion.
Yeah, 50,000 volunteers is a strong base and very, very big charity. So they're very open to my suggestions. And so I think we could definitely start there. So. In the meantime, Lily, it's been great having you on the show. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
Yep, you could visit our website at littlelovinghands.com and all the information about the charities we've supported in the past and plan to in the future. And our subscription products are available on that site. So again, littlelovinghands.com.
Go check her out and check that awesome, awesome business out, Little Loving Hands. I appreciate what you're doing out there, Lily. It's been a pleasure to have you on Big Pitch Radio Show. We hope that you'll join us again sometime and tell us some updates.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy. Well, it's
Thanks,
been a good
Lily.
Show, Marla. And we'll have another great show coming up here next tomorrow. So come back tomorrow. You've been listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. And check out Lily's great work that she's doing out there as well. So for Marla Tabaka, I'm Jason Gary. Thank you so much for listening to Big Pitch Radio Show. We should see Kevin on in 2 days. So real excited about that as well. So you guys have a great, accomplished rest of your day. Bye-bye now.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.